Random House Audio presents The Red House by Mark Haddon. Read for you by Maxwell Caulfield. Friday. Cooling towers and sewage farms. Finstock, Charlbury, Ascot under Wychwood. 70 miles per hour. The train unzips the fields. Two gun-grey lines beside the river's meander. Flashes of sun on the hammered metal. Something of steam about it, even now. Hogwarts and Adelstrop. The night mail crossing the border. Cheyenne sweeping down from the ridge. Delta Blues from the boxcar. Somewhere, those secret points that might just switch and send you curving into a world of uniformed porters and great aunts and summers at the lake. Angela leant against the cold window, hypnotized by the power lines as they sagged and were scooped up by the next gantry, over and over and over. Polytunnels like silver mattresses, indecipherable swirls of graffiti on a brick siding. She'd buried her mother 6 weeks ago. A bearded man in a suit with shiny elbows playing Danny Boy on Northumbrian pipes. Everything off-kilter. The bandage on the vicar's hand. That woman chasing her wind-blown hat between the headstones. The dog that belonged to no one. She thought her mother had left the world a long way back. The weekly visits mostly for Angela's own benefit.